Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is May 11th, Monday, 2026, and it is now 10:01 a.m., and I was able to get here on time today. Believe it or not. Seems to be, up till now, kind of a rarity for me. I'm usually running a few minutes behind, but yeah, I think the stars are aligning finally, and I'm just having an easier time of it. Oh, excuse me. Because I seem to be able to get my shit together and get here on time. Last couple weeks, actually. So I'm pretty proud of myself for that, because that has been a work in progress pretty much my whole life. And I didn't do so well yesterday, but I think I was operating under different circumstances this morning. This has been, honestly, it has been such an awesome weekend for me. I hope it has been for you too. And I hope everybody can hear me okay. Yesterday was Mother's Day, as you know, most of us know. I forgot completely that it was Mother's Day yesterday, until like the day before, pretty much. Because I just haven't had the chance to celebrate it. In probably 3.5 years. But yesterday I did, and spent the day with my daughter, my grandson, three of their friends, and one of her exes, actually. So it was kind of weird, but really good. It was very relaxed, and we just had some snacks and some food, and everybody was very lively. There were a couple of dogs involved, running around the place. And so it was just a really lovely day. I did some human design charts. It was just blissful, honestly. I have been given such a beautiful gift of my daughter opening up to me again. And this is such a lovely thing that I have prayed for 3.5 years. And we've both done a lot of healing work, and I really feel like the rupture needed to happen back in the end of 2022. And it was essential, truly. Because I feel like if it hadn't happened, we couldn't have done the healing that we needed to do, because I can now look back and see quite clearly what really needed to happen on my part. And it literally could not have happened any other way that I can see, anyway. But I can see the beauty and the method to God's wisdom in separating us for a while and then, you know, allowing us to come back together. And I'm so grateful for that. And if any of you, you know, our parents, I'm sure you can understand that, or children, if you can understand that as well, I'm sure you can. And so anyway, the thing I think that I really just fully realized yesterday was this very point that no, this actually needed to happen, or neither of us would have done the healing that we needed to do, and neither of us would have learned the lessons that we incarnated and we embodied into these physical bodies to learn. Because the most beautiful gift that I have received, I'll just say I have received this beautiful gift so much more deeply than I ever expected to. And the gift for me is that, well, I'll just explain what happened. I was in my dance class on Saturday, and the realization that, you know, my child is now an adult woman and that she has chosen to re-enter my life. And I know by the grace of God and by the orchestration of spirit, this has happened, and it's not a coincidence. It was meant to be this way. But this has happened, and I'm just overflowing with gratitude, and I'm sure you can tell. So I like to say I must be doing something right, because the healing work is working. And the thing that really got me, and the thing that I actually was speaking to one of my teachers about on Saturday at my dance class, I happened to dance to a song that was very evocative of my gratitude. And I felt it. I really, really felt it. And everyone else felt it too. And everyone was yelling and cheering, because what I was dancing through my body was truth and everything, and my gratitude, everything that I am feeling right now. And the fact that I'm realizing that this is so big and so potent, and I'm in such gratitude, is I can focus on this gratitude and this beautiful reentrance in my life, and nothing else matters. Honestly, like, you know, up till now, I still haven't gotten a car. I actually don't know how I'm going to get one, but I believe that, you know, God provides and God is my supply. And often that comes through other people, but who knows, right? And, you know, I have a few other things going on that I have no idea how they're going to be taken care of. But again, God is my supply. And I have had miracles happen in my life before, and I am fully expecting miracles this time too. So I placed my order with the Universal Kitchen, and I'm fully expecting the Universal waiter or waitress to bring my order in divine timing and perfect timing. And I fully expect miracles. And I expect them because they have always happened for me. And I feel secure and steady in that trust. And the cherry on top of everything, which is really enabling me to be as grateful as I am, is, you know, my connection with my child. And the fact that I'm so grateful for it. And what I prayed for while we were apart was that the healing work I was doing and the things I was learning, in large part with human design and also spiritual psychology, and knowing that I'm a natural guide and can really help people, my prayer was that I would be able to help my daughter in the best possible ways that I was given the ability to do, because I knew that she would benefit as well as I would benefit. But my main concern was I wanted her to be able to benefit from this new version of myself that she never knew. Because 3.5 years ago, I was very different and I hadn't done as much healing. And you know what? 3.5 years from now, I'm going to probably be saying the same type of thing, because I am continually healing and learning. But for now, this is a really good place that I'm in, and she seems to be as well. And this is why the universe saw fit to bring us back together again. And I am so grateful that my prayer to be able to impart wisdom and knowledge to her when she is ready for it, when she asks for it and invites me, that I'll be able to do that now. And that makes me so happy. Like, she is truly my focus right now, because I can be there for her like I know that I never could have been before. Not that I didn't try, but I just didn't have the skills that I have now. And I didn't have the knowledge and wisdom that I have now. And I can use that to help her in many ways. And this is what I'm always saying to all of you. This is why I really love answering questions. And I really love to help all of you, because I'm here. And being a projector, a human design projector, I am a natural guide, but I have to be invited first. Otherwise, my guidance will not land. So the invitation has to be either implicit or explicit, one or the other, as long as I feel there is one, and that I'm being recognized and that my input is valued. And so I will say that that is why I love doing this show, because when I do this show and all of you join, you know, listening and or the Facebook chat, which I'm about to give you the information on so you can get in there. But when you join me here in any capacity, that's my invitation to possibly guide you if you ask. So I still need to know what your question is. I'm not going to give unsolicited advice or anything like that, because I just don't know. But if you specifically have a question for me and you want to ask it, feel free to come to the Facebook page and ask that question. And the way you get over there is you go to your device or your computer and go to 12radio.com. I'm doing it also as we speak. And you'll see some options on the left side of the page when that pops up. And one of them is chat. And if you just hit chat, that will take you right over into the 12 Radio Facebook page. If you haven't joined the group yet, definitely join the group. And then once you're in, Serena will accept you in. And once you're in, you can scroll down and see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And right now it looks like it's sort of quiet in there. I see Rob. Hey, Rob. I'm so happy you're here with us. And you've torn yourself away from your granddaughter. Aw. Well, I'm happy you're here, Rob. I'm so happy. Rob has a new granddaughter, everybody. And I know he's pleased, very, very pleased. And I don't blame him. That's wonderful. If you wanna share her name, that would be lovely. And maybe I can do her human design chart for you. Well, it'll give you some info and insight. I probably can't do the chart on the air, but I can definitely do it off the air. Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne is here with us. She says, very happy for your reunion with your daughter. Yeah, honestly, nothing could make me happier right now, honestly. And there are a few things that could make me pretty darn happy. So that's saying a lot, but nothing can make me happier than this, really. So I spent the day over there yesterday with my daughter, my grandson, and, you know, assorted other friends. it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. And I don't think I got home till very, very late, which is very unusual for me, because usually I like to be in bed at home and in bed early, especially since I know I'm coming to do the show in the morning. But you know what? I find that if we're really following our joy, and I find that if I'm following really, truly what I'm guided to do, I'm okay. And I really am. I woke up obscenely early because I don't think I got actually in bed until about 3:30 a.m. And truth be told, I didn't get over to her place till about 6 p.m. because we all just run late. Like the whole crew just runs very, very late. It's just the way we are. And that's why I said it's impressive for me to be on time with my show, but I'm really happy about that. But yeah, I woke up at like 7:30. And I wasn't exhausted. I actually didn't have a lot of trouble getting out of bed. So I got about 4 hours of sleep, and for now that seems to be okay. But I'm here and I'm actually pretty wide awake considering. And I'm happy to serve any of you who might have questions. I'm surprised not to see more people in the chat, although we did have a little snafu in the beginning of the show. Maybe that threw everybody off, but I am here. And I really wanted to share that with you because I think that it's really, really important to focus on what we are grateful for. Okay, Rob's granddaughter is named Mackenzie Danielle. Very lovely. Very lovely. Your little princess. She is. She definitely is. So yeah, I'll definitely, if you want me to, I'll definitely look up her chart later. That'll be interesting to find out. I know that I did it recently for a former client of mine who had a granddaughter, and she turned out to be a manifester, which is it's pretty potent. Manifestors are initiators, and so manifestor energy in a little baby body is probably going to be a handful for them because they want what they want when they want it, and they go get it usually. And if they're babies and they just can't go get it, well, where does that leave them, right? Demanding it from everyone else. So I'm pretty sure I know how that's gone down, but it's very interesting. So we shall see. We shall see. We'll see who else has babies. Seems to be a lot of babies being born lately. I'm finding everything so interesting, and how things are just kind of falling into place and being so complementary lately. And that, of course, is it kind of happens with the ascension energies that have been very strong the last couple of days, I might add. Saturday and Sunday, all day long. Oh, excuse me, I have to cough. Saturday and Sunday, my head was just in the clouds all day, which is a great feeling for me, honestly. But I have to be really careful when I drive, and it can just leave me a little out of body. So so I very much was, but actually it added to the quality of my dance on Saturday because I was very relaxed. So had a wonderful dance. Wonderful, wonderful. And today the energies feel like they haven't quite hit yet. I can feel them starting a little bit because I'm actually getting into the groove and the focus. And when I start talking, a lot of times the energies will just come in real strong all of a sudden. But yesterday they were strong all day long, and that was pretty wild. But I love that too because it also allows me to really just drop any sort of human guard that I might have, you know, which is, I don't want to say ego-based because that sounds bad, but any human stuff, like, you know, any worry, anything I'm worried about, like if I come to the show and I'm like, oh, what if nobody shows up, you know, stuff like that. I don't really worry about that so much anymore because I know that my show is divinely guided and I will be prompted to say what I'm going to say, whether anybody's listening or not, frankly. But I always know that even if just one person is listening to this show, then I'm going to say something that's going to affect them some way. And it's probably going to be something they needed to hear. So I just love that I just have to step out of the way and sort of allow my consciousness to arise, because our consciousness is the consciousness of spirit, the consciousness of love. And if I just move my human out of the way, my consciousness takes over, which is spirit. And then I get to get into a really nice state of flow. And my responses to your questions are much more informed and they resonate more. And I love that. So, hey, Pamela, good to see you. I'm checking the chat again. So, yeah, better late than never. And you're not that late, actually. I take a long time to get started sometimes, but I did want to share that about my weekend with you all, because the lesson in there are so many, really, but one of the main lessons is when you focus on what you're grateful for, everything else just kind of works better. It really does. So I have no doubt that because I am so, and I'm not doing it purposely, but not really, I'm just so naturally and truly grateful for this reconnection, that the energy of gratitude is spilling out into every other area of my life. And I got into a very lovely feeling of having what I want before it appears, as it affects everything else in my life. So I did some getting into the feeling of having what I want. That's what I was doing, you know, the practice of it, of already feeling like it's here. And I got into this really lovely state of truly feeling this great new car that I'm getting, that I up till now have no idea where it's coming from. But I can feel it. And when you can feel it, you're really halfway there, honestly. Just because you can't see something yet doesn't mean it's not coming. Quite the opposite, actually. Because what we see, like I've said before, what we actually see right now around us, that's an old manifestation. Even if it's a good one, it's an old manifestation. And so we have to be pretty consistent in staying attuned and staying present with our gratitude and with our practices, our manifestation practices. And it's not just so you make things happen. It's actually so your life just works better. And once you really get to be a natural at it, like I would say so many of us are when we're younger, myself included, it's just like you're so open that you're just expecting good things to happen. You're just moving through your day. You're not looking for trouble. You're not like, oh no, what if this happens? You're just moving through your day clearly and peacefully. And when you do that, when you expect good things, you usually get them. And the way that that works is because you're in a relaxed, allowing state. And I know that when I was younger, I was pretty much always in a relaxed, allowing state, and I didn't worry about that much. Really, I didn't worry about much of anything because I didn't need to. Everything came, everything I needed. I was provided for, and I had what I needed, and there was no lack. And I feel like sometimes as time passes, we look around and we get exposed to the trials and tribulations of other people who are not necessarily following the same concepts that we are. And we're like, uh-oh, well, if it happened to them, you know, I hope it doesn't happen to me. But you start to see that as a possibility. And when you see that, that's not good. It's like, you can look at it, but don't take it on. You don't have to take it on, because everyone's experience is their own. And just because something not so great is happening in someone else's life doesn't mean that it is even a remote possibility in yours if you're following this advice. And I really love knowing that just by virtue of me being in a relaxed, allowing state and knowing that God loves me, I'm going to avoid a lot of negative consequences that many people are encountering. And it's not like I don't feel for them, but I want to teach them how not to manifest negative shit, because it's really not fun, you know, to have to deal with bad things in your life and hard things. And I'm not saying I have, but I think that's why, because once I fall out of that knowledge that I actually know that I am safe and that everything is going according to plan and that I am okay and that I will always be taken care of. If I fall out of that, that's when I get into trouble. But if I can remember that, yes, Lori, once you just relax and allow spirit to guide your life and follow the signs and don't worry and stress about things that, you know, you really can't control anyway, even if they look kind of funky in the moment, then everything really is going to be okay. For me to say this is a big deal, because in this moment, as you all know, you know, I'm dealing with a situation up till now of not having a car for a few months, or I should say not owning a car or having one, you know, steadily to borrow. I do, however, and this is a great manifestation too, I do, however, I have had the means to rent a car, so I have not been without a car. I've just been without one that is, you know, mine. But nothing is really ours anyway. Everything belongs to spirit. Everything belongs to God. And we're just borrowing and using God's stuff. Because everything is God. Everything is a creation of spirit, of God, of the universe. You know, whatever name you call your higher power. Your inner being, you know, your higher self. It's all the same energy. And that is what controls your life, if you allow it to. And it guides your life. I don't even want to say control, but it guides your life better than you ever could as a human with your, like, you know, human brain. And not that it's not a wonderful thing. It's a magnificent creation, the brain, you know, and we need it to be fully human. And to function properly. But it is a very human part of us. And the larger part of us is spirit. And that's, I feel, a really great thing to know and to rely on, because, oh gosh, if I had to rely on my human for everything, life would be really hard. I mean, so hard. And there are people out there who actually are doing that. And I feel that's one of the reasons a lot of people are having such a hard time, because they really don't believe in a higher power. And I can't even imagine not believing in a higher power. And it's not like I'm believing in something I have no evidence of. I have so much evidence that there is a God. Yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad I do, because a lot of people, I don't really, for whatever reason, I don't think they have that knowledge. And I know this because on these dating sites that I've been on, I'm only really on like a couple. I don't have time for like a whole bunch, but nor do I have the energy for a whole bunch. But on these dating sites, I can't tell you how many people are atheistic and agnostic. And that just blows my mind, because when you're someone like me who is, you know, a natural guide and intuitive and basically run my life around my intuition, my knowledge of spirit, and my guidance from God, it's inconceivable to me that anyone can live any other way. It just is. And yet they do. And I'm not negating that journey. That is a journey that those people came here to process and to have. And I am all about giving everyone the dignity of their process. So I respect what everyone is going through. I just know that there's a lot of learning in that journey. And I'm going to say it's probably a much more challenging journey in a lot of ways. Not that it isn't challenging for everyone at some point, but that in particular would seem to me to be like, where do you turn when you don't know where to turn? Like, what do you do? I really don't know. I don't know. That to me feels like it would be a real, real hard thing. But yeah, I'm glad I know. I'm really glad that I know that there is a much higher power, and that it is the larger part of me and all of us. Even if you don't believe it, even those people who don't believe still have a higher power. They just don't know it. I kind of find it interesting, though, because I'm thinking they must know that on some level. I mean, at a soul level, they obviously know it. But on a human level, in some area of their consciousness, they must feel it somewhere, I would think. I would think it's so it's so prevalent and so omnipotent that I can't imagine not knowing on some level that you have a soul and that you are more than just this physical body. So it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to have a conversation with someone who's really not God-centered. And I don't mean necessarily religious. I mean truly spiritual. Like really feeling and knowing what spirit is conveying and what truth really is and how the world actually does work. excuse me, I have to clear my throat. So anyway, let me go back to the chat and see if any of you have any thoughts. Because I do love to talk to you, all of you. All right. All comments. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you sending me details offline. Okay. So Rob says, healing for me is a work in progress that has yet to actually begin. Well, if I could just interject, Rob, I'm sure it's begun. I can definitely feel that you're already on your way. So it's good that you're acknowledging it. But he goes on to say that it's a work in progress. But he says, I have made amazing strides in acceptance the last 8 to 10 months, thanks to a very close friend who I playfully refer to as Boundary Pusher. Well, that could be a good thing. He goes on to say, she has done wonders getting me to trust things outside my comfort zone and just going with my desires, for lack of a better word. Actually, I think that's a great word, Rob. I don't think there is a better word. And Rob says, I have no doubt that you and she would have a field day tag teaming me regarding my spiritual development. Well, you see, she has appeared in your life at the right time and for the right reasons. She is a gift from God. There you go. A reason, a season, or a lifetime, Rob. Everyone is in our life for one of those things. And everyone comes into our life so that we can learn lessons from them and so that they can learn lessons from us. We are here to teach as well as to learn. And so that is a very good thing. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. So yeah, as long as you are acknowledging all of this, the healing has begun. And the fact that you manifested this amazing person in your life is a great indication that you're in a higher consciousness level than you were before, which is helping with any healing that needs to be done. And healing can be instantaneous, and it can also take time depending on what you're healing. So yeah, just go with it. It sounds like it's really something that's been very good for you. And I'm so happy about that, Rob. Hey, Tara. She says, I've been listening, but busy at work. Just came to say I'm so happy for you. Thank you. I really appreciate that so much. I know that you can feel me. And I know that you can imagine, you know, being a daughter and also being a parent, right? It works both ways. It's nothing short of a miracle. It is a miracle. And, you know, there are large and small miracles. Ooh, that's not good. I just got a notification from my bank. There are large and small miracles, and they're equally as easy to manifest if you really know how. And so, how strange. I just got a weird notification from my bank, but I think it must be an old notification because it looks fine to me. So who knows what's going on. Anyhow, trying to multitask, and that's probably not the best idea. But I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, you get a notification from your bank, you're like, oh no. So just have to check things out very quickly, but everything seems fine. So that is what I have to say about that. Healing. I never realized the healing journey would go the way it has. And I love that so much of the healing that I've done, I didn't even know I was doing. And I didn't know why. I just know that it was happening. Now that I look back, I can see, oh, that's why that happened. Oh, that's how that had to be. Like, I really wasn't aware of it at the time. And I think that's kind of often the case. You don't realize that in certain instances of healing, that spirit is actually doing the healing for you. Because you're doing the healing work, and at the same time, you know, you take one step towards spirit, and spirit takes 10 steps towards you. So any effort that you put in towards any sort of healing for yourself and healing for, you know, whatever you need, is going to snowball. And it's going to allow you to, at least in my experience, it's going to allow you to just have these realizations about things that your healing journey is, you know, what's happening on your healing journey. And it's going to be clear that the healing is actually happening and how it's happening and how it's going to affect your life. like I didn't know why there had to be a rupture of 3.5 years with my child. I was heartbroken at first. And, you know, I worked through it and got to the point where, and I really think this is pivotal, I finally got to the point where it didn't actually make me super sad to like go to her house and pick up my grandson and not see her. Because every time I would go there, pick him up and hang out with him, I was happy to be with him, but I was missing her too. And I would get sad just being where her energy was so close by, and I couldn't really have any contact or access her energy because I love her. And she has beautiful energy, and I love being able to interact with her. And so I was sad. It took years for that to dissipate. And it only really dissipated, I would say, within the last year, maybe even less, maybe 6 months, 6 to 9 months. And I noticed it last time I picked him up, last two times, I was like, when I dropped him off, I actually felt okay. And I was like, no, you know, this is like, I had a knowledge that everything was actually okay. And I started having dreams too. And I think that was a big deal. I started having dreams where she was coming closer and I felt her energy and I felt her softer. And I know it's because we were both healing and I felt the healing happening in real time, which is amazing that I felt that. I feel that is pretty darn amazing, but we do feel energy, you know? And so the last two times that I spent the day with my grandson, I dropped him off at the end of the day and I didn't feel that overwhelming, crushing sadness of not being able to make contact with my daughter. And I realized, wow, I have let go of whatever I needed to let go of, not her. Because of course, you know, we never let go of our children. But I let go of the attachment that I had to having to engage with her a certain way, which I will say now was somewhat unhealthy at times because we were very enmeshed. We were. And I don't think that's a healthy dynamic for anyone, you know, parent and child. I don't. Because you have to have certain boundaries as a parent, you know, with your child, and your child needs those boundaries for herself with you. Otherwise, you really have a hard time with each other, and that's what was happening. So when I felt, when I didn't feel the anguish, and I use that term specifically because it was rough for a while, when I didn't feel that anguish and that sadness at dropping off my grandson after the, you know, the day we spent was over, I knew something had shifted, and I was like, oh wow, I'm actually okay. And I felt like she probably was getting to that point too, and lo and behold, it happened. And, you know, that's when she reconnected with me. And so this is like such personal stuff. And I know that all of you listening are very genuine people and you're very respectful and you honor my privacy. And this is why I feel comfortable sharing this with you. And I also feel like I want to share my own personal experience with you so that you can learn from it too, because I am, after all, a three line in human design, and that is trial and error and, you know, sharing my own experience so that you can learn from it. And that's what I'm doing. So I want this to be helpful for all of you as well, because I know there are a lot of people doing healing work and, you know, having family issues, not having close connections the way they would prefer. And my focus during this whole time was on myself. And that's, I'm going to tell you, that's where it has to be. It has to be on yourself, because you can't change someone else. You can't. And you're not supposed to. And you don't have to, which is a great thing. You don't even have to. You allow spirit to do that work. You do your work. You work on yourself. I worked on myself. I continue to work on myself. And we know the things we need to work on by what triggers us and what upsets us. So if there's anything that really gets your goat, really gets you emotional, gets you sad, gets you angry, those are the things that you want to start healing. And you really want to do that because it's going to not only benefit everyone around you, but it's mainly going to benefit you. And that in itself will benefit everyone around you. You know, that is going to, you know, doing the healing work is going to automatically raise your consciousness, raise your vibration. And when your vibration is higher, your life gets better. That's the whole key. So if you need to do self-concept work, that's a great type of healing. Self-concept is so important, because how you see yourself is how other people are going to see you. And it's also going to either limit your ability to have your life the way you want it, or it's going to increase your ability to have your life the way you want it. And it's a lot easier to move through life with a higher consciousness level, from a higher consciousness level, than it is to walk around in a state of, you know, hopelessness and despair. And, you know, even if it's not that bad, just a state of like ennui and boredom and, you know, not really not satisfied, not, you know, not hopeful. That's just the place where you're really not going to have such a great life if you're operating from that consciousness level. So it behooves you and everyone around you to raise your consciousness level. And by raising your self-concept about yourself and doing your inner work, loving yourself, learning to really feel worthy of the life that you desire, that is what gets you there. I feel very fortunate that I was born with a great sense of self-worth. I must have, you know, done something really good in a past life to have been born that way. Most people don't really have that. And I understand that. And this is why I guide the way I guide, because you can learn it. You can. Worthiness is something that is innate within all of us. Knowing it is something we often have to learn, because we just aren't aware of who we really are. Once you know that you are God energy, how could you possibly not be worthy? Like, I just know, I'll use myself as an example, not to brag, but as an example, I just know that I am worthy of having my life look the way I want it to look. And absolutely, there are things I'm still working on. I can always up my havingness level. You know, your havingness level is the level that you won't accept and you won't receive better. Like, if your havingness level is low, that means you don't receive very well and it makes you uncomfortable and you don't receive well. And so your life reflects that. But if your havingness level is higher, you're a better receiver. You're also a better giver, because you have to be a good receiver in order to be a truly good giver without feeling depleted. Very important. But when you're feeling, for me, feeling worthy is innate, and I'm always still trying to raise my havingness level, that I can always have more. Because desire is a great thing. It's not yearning and longing necessarily, unless you're doing it from a really, really yummy place. That feels good. But desire, that's the kind of desire that you want. You want to feel, oh God, wouldn't that feel good to be sitting in a brand new, shiny, luxury car of my dreams? I'm gonna manifest while I'm on the air. And oh my God, it's gonna feel so good when I have a car of my own that I'm really comfortable in, that gets me to places phenomenally. And it's gonna feel really good when you know, money is abundant and flowing, and you know, any of these things might apply to you, or none of them, I don't know. But you know, when perhaps you want love, perhaps then you go into, won't it feel amazing and yummy when I have this person's, not a specific person necessarily, but just love in general, when I have the love of my life's arms around me, and if you're a woman, this beautiful man who is providing for me financially and in every other way and is emotionally supportive and just loves and adores me and worships the ground I walk on. So you really take it, you know, take it as far as it goes. Don't be afraid. Think big. If you're going to have desires, make them big. Make them as big as you can stand without being in disbelief and doubt, because that's what the havingness level is. That's what's the only limiting piece is. You can stretch a little bit, but sometimes it's hard to really push too far out of your comfort zone until you get used to exercising that muscle. Once you get used to exercising it, then you can like go for the gold. But just have a desire and enjoy the desire. That's the whole point. Whatever you desire, get into the state of feeling like it's already here. And I promise you it will be, because that's how you do it. So anyway, my time is up here this week. But I hope that's been helpful. And I'm going to go back and look at the chat and see if there's any question or comment that I missed. But I want to invite you all back next week. I'm so grateful that you've been here with me. Thank you very much for your attention and presence and comments and questions. Always, always welcome. And I'm grateful for all of you so much. And I thank you for all your joining in my gratitude. So I'm going to make way for Christine Dumouriez next with her wonderful show on YouTube. But I invite you all back next week. So you have been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, listening in on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you. Bye, everybody.